Well, Sunday at Mount Smart Stadium, Auckland, set to be a celebratory occasion with the New Zealand side playing their first home game for over 1,000 days when they host the West Tigers. The COVID pandemic shook the very foundations of the competition, with the Warriors making the grandest of sacrifices, staying away from home for the good part of 2 years to enable the game to continue running. And a man who knows all too well what it's like to be a Warrior is their former captain, Steve Price, is on the line right now. G'day, Pricey.
How you going, mate?
Going very well. It does feel like forever, but look, as someone who has been part of that culture, what is this going to mean to the players and indeed the entire organisation to finally get back home?
Yeah, I saw Cameron on the telly the other day talking about it, mate. You know, obviously it's huge for the club, and not only the club, the families, you know, all the fans of New Zealand and all the sponsors. They haven't had anything for a couple of years now, so there's going to be players in the Warriors team that have never played at Mount Smart for the Warriors, which is going to be a great experience for them, very exciting, sold out, it'll be amazing. So, yeah, hopefully the boys play well and they have a lot of fun, and, yeah, it makes it well worth, obviously, the wait.
It's remarkable to think, isn't it, that some haven't even played at home. But, look, given what you know about Pacific Nations culture, would you say the effects of being away from home are felt maybe more than for someone like you or me?
Oh, yeah, it's really hard to even comprehend being away for that long. And, you know, some of the boys were away from their wives and kids, you know, when it first started for months, and almost, you know, for 12 months. So really, really hard to fathom what they went through, the boys. But, yeah, now that they're there, you could see the emotion when the boys arrived, how excited they were and how much it meant to them. And, you know, seeing family members again for the first time probably in a long time. It does mean a lot to the boys to play in front of their, you know, their family and their friends. And particularly at home, it's definitely an advantage for the Warriors. When I was there, that's what we tried to make it. Sort of knew, being from an Australian team, how hard it was to play in Auckland. And you sort of make that, you know, make it even more of a fortress, I suppose. So, yeah, it'll be really big for Stace. He'll be very emotional, but he'll be wanting to, you know, the players to go out and enjoy themselves and just, you know, play with plenty of pride and make everyone there very, very proud of their team.
I just wonder how much the absence has affected their form over the past couple of years and whether you see this maybe as a point in the season which can kind of kick-start them for the second half.
Yeah, I hope so. Listening to Sean Johnson talk, that was one of the reasons why he signed with the Warriors, and this is the first time he's been able to, you know, play at Mount Smart since he signed. So, you know, that was eight or 2 months ago, I suppose, when he signed with the team. Yeah, it will be, mate. Every other team's pretty much had their home advantage this year in particular anyway. I mean, we had, you know, teams up in Queensland over the last couple of years and all over the place. So now that everyone's sort of back in their home grounds, the Warriors have been the only ones who haven't been. And as I said, it's a huge advantage, you know. It's an international flight for the Australian teams, which they don't get every week. And the weather's usually a little bit different. And being such a big crowd, they'll be very vocal. And, yeah, it'll be like having 14 players on the field.
Yeah, without question. They're a real conundrum, aren't they, the Warriors? And a lot of people probably point to their lack of relative success since the competition started. I mean, there's really no reason, is there, Pricey, why they can't potentially be a side that consistently challenges for the eight? What is it they need to do to be more consistent?
Oh, I just think one of the things when I was there was we had a lot of solidarity. So it's the formula for any successful team or club. Any of the clubs that have had pretty much, you know, a solid foundation, whether that's the head coach, CEO, the leadership team on the field and off the field, usually that follows success. So you look at Penrith, you look at the Melbourne Storm, all the teams that have been successful for long periods, they've had, you know, some consistent leaders there and some consistent people that have had, you know, huge impacts on both performance and culture. So I think that's one of the things the Warriors sort of struggle with at the start. And then when Ruse and I went over there, we were able to get a bit of consistency with Ivan as a coach, you know, sort of 8 years or so, 8 or 10 years, and only missed the finals once or twice over that, made a grand final. So I think that sort of shows when the Warriors do that, like any team, that they can have a lot more consistency and be right up there fighting for it. Yeah, the last couple of years has been anomaly. That's something you can't plan for, and I think the club's done fantastically well right from the top with Mark and, you know, right through. The coaches that have been there have done tremendously well in very hard circumstances as well as the players.
You mentioned there the coaches. I'm just having a look at the numbers here since 2012. 8 coaches in 10 years for the Warriors. And they're obviously on the lookout for another one. What do they need in their next coach?
Yeah, I just think they need someone who understands what it is the Warriors are trying to be. And then, you know, understanding the formula to be able to get that. And, you know, when we were there, I was fantastic. And he's done the same at Penrith. He's very good at developing young players. The talent is New Zealand. You just want the New Zealand kids to be playing for the Warriors first and foremost rather than wanting to go to Sydney clubs. And, you know, we're able to win that back a bit, but probably has gone a little bit away again the last couple of years, and probably because of COVID and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I think recruitment's obviously very important and recruiting the right people and then understanding what it is you're trying to be as an organisation and what type of culture you're trying to build. And finding that right person, no matter whether they've been a coach for 20 years or they've been a coach for 1 year. So, you know, whoever that coach is, they've got an eye on, hopefully that person is exactly who they're looking for and that's who they appoint, because that's going to be very, very important.
Okay, well, I got you, Pricey. I know you're a proud Queenslander. How did you recover after Sunday night?
Yeah, mate, that's Origin, eh? Like, you know, we're in the game probably for 35, 38 minutes of it, and just gave those sort of 60 goes away. We were struggling a little bit to hold them, and then obviously Bruce ended up in the bin, and yeah, that was, I suppose, the little last piece of straw that broke the camel's back. So it's on again. We've shown in game one what it takes to beat New South Wales, and we've actually done it. So it's not something that Billy has to make up or try and get the boys to imagine. We've actually done it. We just got to get back to that stage, and game three's the decider, so nothing better than having that at Suncorp.
Yeah, you're not wrong. As a player, though, when you have those losses in Origin camp, do you find it easy to put them behind you? Just have a quick review and then put it in the bin and say, OK, we're still alive and move on? Is that the process?
It's never easy, mate. Like, you obviously got a lot of pride about your performance and when you get beaten the way the team was beaten the other night. But what you do want to do is get back on the field as soon as you can. So, you know, the boys will get back out on the paddock this weekend, starting tonight, and they'll all be able to get out there and try and turn things around for themselves and mentally and show them, Billy, that they really want to be in that third game. And then, you know, it's a pretty short turnaround for the third game, which can't be any better when you have a defeat like that. You just want to get back out in the field and turn things around.
Yep, no question. Steve, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck to the Warriors in the weekend. There's going to be jubilant scenes there in their first home game for a good part of 2 or 3 years at Mount Smart Stadium. All the best. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. All the best to the boys and have fun.
There he is, Steve Price.